It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call and talk to us about whatever you like. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Julia with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
Okay, and to the phones and to the fun, there's actually a Skype call, and I apologize. I have not done this before. I'm going to try what I think will work, and if I accidentally hang up on you, my apologies.
So, okay, so we're going to try and talk to our Skype caller, right?
Yes, Nathan. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Allie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Julia. That's Julia. I'm Allie.
Oh, sorry. I have a tough time telling the difference between you on the radio.
It's okay.
I heard you guys were running an episode of Drug Talk Live, my favorite show.
Drug Talk Live. That's right.
And there's so many angles to this, you know, this whole drug universe thing. There's so many questions, but, you know, have limited airtime. I wanted to ask two questions. The first one is about what Julia said. Julia was saying that alcohol is the hardest drug she's ever done. So does that mean, like, Jane's dad on Breaking Bad was a hypocrite for, you know, condemning Jane?
Well,
and can you expand on that a little bit?
First of all, I've watched all of Breaking Bad. No spoilers, because there are people on this show who have not seen the finale yet. But I don't remember. Like, that was so long ago. So I watched Breaking Bad.
I'm trying to think of who's Jane's dad.
He was the guy that crashed the plane, but I don't remember. I don't know what you're referencing.
Well, basically, he throws Jane out of her place over her use of heroin. And in the next scene, he's drinking beer with Walt at the bar.
Right.
So it kind of seems to relate to what Julia was saying, that alcohol is the hardest drug. So do you think he was a hypocrite? And
yes.
If not, why? And how is alcohol the hardest drug?
Well, so I said, you know, this has been my experience. Now, I have never used heroin. I've never used crack or meth. I've used quite a variety of drugs, though, and I think a significant amount, certainly more than most people I know. And I think I kind of explained it a little bit. I have never done anything on these other drugs that I've done on alcohol. So with alcohol, I have gotten so drunk that I woke up with a broken finger one day. I have no idea how I gotten it. So I've got so drunk that I've lost my wallet and cell phone. I've been so drunk, you know, that I've woken up and I don't remember anything from the evening, or I remember doing something really horrible or embarrassing that I would never do under normal circumstances. And this was not my experience with any of the other drugs I would do, many of which people would consider to be hard drugs.
So, for example, would you say alcohol is worse than heroin or, like, I don't know, cocaine, for example? Because to most people, that's kind of counterintuitive, right? Because it's the illegal, you know, marijuana is the Schedule I drug, and people think it's scary, even though it's, you know, one of the least scary drugs.
I know more alcoholics than I know heroin addicts is the only comparison I have.
Sure. It's hard, you know, it's hard for me to say. I think it's evident that both alcohol and heroin have the ability to completely destroy lives. And I think it's also a hard comparison because heroin is illegal and alcohol is legal. So illegal drugs have kind of their own set of dangers that could be different if they were legal. So it's kind of hard to compare the two. Now, I know that the UK recently, maybe a couple years ago, came out with a study, and I believe they did the most dangerous drugs or in 20 of the most used drugs and ranked them in order of how dangerous they are. And I believe heroin was number one and alcohol was number two. But I still think that, and like I said, I haven't done heroin, so I don't really have this experience to draw from. But I think that you're more aware of what's going on if you do heroin than if you drink excessive amounts of alcohol, which seems to be pretty common, at least in America.
Right. You know, and Ian and I talked about this on a previous show, and we found this list of how addictive drugs are on this website. I guess you know about it. It's Arrowhead or something.
Sure.
And alcohol and heroin scored about the same, about 80%, or ranked 80 on this list of how addictive they are.
Yeah.
So I thought it's interesting because most people think, you know, alcohol is legal, like you said. So how can it be that bad?
Sure. I know that alcohol and heroin are the two most dangerous drugs to withdraw from, as far as if you have a serious addiction, you can die from both of them. So, you know, they're definitely on a very similar level as far as danger is concerned, with excessive amounts.
Okay, that makes sense. The other question I had, and, you know, this is probably too long a question to really go into depth, but in a nutshell, what's your view of, like, addiction and addictiveness and how that works?
Ooh, this can you put this in a nutshell?
Yeah. It's a...
Well, like, for example, you know, like, I used to believe addiction was just a sort of genetic thing, and it's like, well, if you have genes A, B, and C,
then... I don't believe that.
Yeah, and you get addicted to this, then that's fine because, you know, that's just what your genes say and you're a slave to your genes. And, you know, I don't believe that anymore, but, you know, I'm still not sure what to think. Like, you know, like those Rat Park experiments that Ian brings up frequently.
I have a great article, actually, that I brought in tonight, and honestly, I'm not sure if we'll have time to talk about it. I'd love to. It's sort of a follow-up to that story. About what you're speaking of. I actually was on that show. It was a while ago. We talked about how some scientists somewhere believed that the reason why when they do the experiments on rats, where the rats are constantly coming back for the cocaine or whatever drug it is and choosing that instead of food, he believed that the reason why was because the rats were in a terrible environment. They were cold. They were uncomfortable. They were, you know, the rats are social animals. They were by themselves. So he suggested that if the rats were in, like, a rat heaven kind of environment, that they wouldn't choose the drugs, and they built a rat heaven, and they found that to be the case, that they didn't go for the drugs, they went for the food instead. And I actually have a follow-up article that I would love to talk about if we have time. Basically,
yeah, cool. Yeah.
They did similar experiments with crack with human beings in a hospital and found that if they were in nice conditions, they were a lot less. They were pretty much not choosing the crack.
Yeah, Ian, not to say you shouldn't talk about it. I'd love to hear your opinion. Ian did talk about that briefly.
Oh, okay. Well, we probably won't have time anyway, so.
It's the same idea where it's like it's not genes. It's like there's a... You know, the environment affects you and what you want and how you feel about it. And it's not just genetically determined.
Sure.
It's interesting that I would think, okay, so if having a bad environment does make someone more susceptible to getting addicted to something like heroin or crack, if, you know, we'll say their environment gets better, aren't they still addicted? You know, they already have that, chemical dependence going on, but is the suggestion that no, if their conditions get better, then they're less likely to continue with the addiction.
Yes, that's the suggestion.
Pretty impressive.
Yes, it is. Anything else you wanted to add, Nathan?
No, that's all. But yeah, I'd love to hear you guys talk about that a little more because I've always, you know, this drug issue. I've never really done any of these drugs. You know, I just I've barely had any alcohol, so. You know, like you, I like to read about this stuff and learn about it. And because the government has this split where marijuana is Schedule 1, but it's really not that dangerous, you can't really use whether the drug is legal or illegal to really say anything about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, and it's hard to know what's really true.
It's true. Thanks for the call, Nathan. I guess we can continue to talk about... He had some questions about addiction and what you think about addiction. Ali, Marcus, do you have anything to say?
No, not that? Really. I mean, I don't know. I guess all I can say is that my understanding of addiction is not very... I don't have a lot of understanding about it. But I think that, you know, everybody's different. And, you know, some people... are going to just react differently because of their genetics, and some people are going to react differently because of their environment, and I wouldn't know what.
I have something to say about addiction. I think that a lot of times what infuriates me about these parents and these parent associations where they're really anti-drugs because their kids are addicted to something, well, a lot of times the addiction is probably caused by bad parenting. That's my opinion on it in a lot of cases. If kids are addicted to heroin, I would check the parents. Are they treating them poorly?
So more on addiction when we come back. 855-450-FREE is Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
If you like, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. It is Julia here with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
A new law is being enacted which forces banks to make sure that your mortgage fits the U.S. government standards. You may only have a 43% debt-to-income ratio, which means take all the debt that shows up on your credit report and divide it by your monthly gross income. That's house payment, property taxes, auto payments, credit cards, student loans, bank loans, boat loans, everything. If your loan, if your ratio is anywhere near a 43% figure, you most likely won't get the loan. This rule is for conforming loans, FHA and VA. Now is the time to refinance or buy your home before this takes full effect. The government shutdown is slowly implementing. Sorry. Next year is going to be much worse. Call Roger Schlesinger from MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get the mortgage. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. So, we've been talking about drugs and addiction, and specifically, Nathan asked us sort of how we felt about addiction. And I don't, Allie, you said you were going to say something before the break.
Yeah, I just really kind of summed it up a little bit, just that I think that a lot of these parents who are behind, like, MAD, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and they have all kinds of organizations, I'm sure, which are there to, like, combat drug abuse. And a lot of times they want to blame the drugs for whatever's going wrong with their kids that makes them want to drive drunk or take these, like, needless risks in their lives, and or just to get really high and escape from their life. I feel like parenting is supposed to be about getting kids ready for the real world, so to speak, to make them able to handle these kinds of pressures, maybe, and that if your parenting didn't prepare someone for that, where they're making these risky choices and putting their lives in danger, and maybe other people's lives too, then maybe, you know, we should put a little bit more pressure on parents instead of just taking their word for it that bath salts ruined my kid's life. Well, what was your kid's life before bath salts?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So, for me, when I'm thinking about addiction, and I'm not necessarily convinced that addiction is genetic. I do not believe in the disease model, because I think that that sort of takes away ownership and responsibility for your actions. So I think it's really easy for people to say, oh, it's my disease, I can't help it.
Right.
Right? And I don't like that. You know, I don't like that aspect of AA, for example, or NA. They teach people that, you know, there's nothing you can do about this. It's not in your hands, because you are just going to be like this forever. And I think that's crazy, because if you are taking action and trying to get clean, that's an empowering thing. That's you
yep.
taking responsibility for your actions. And without you doing that, it would not happen. So to me, it's drug treatment should be all about taking responsibility and getting control of your life.
And you're right. It's totally counterintuitive to me. I mean, I haven't really looked into what the best way is to for people to get off drugs. But I really think the approach that AA takes and these other similar things, where basically you're supposed to, like, totally own the whole I'm an addict mentality, and I will always be an addict, and I'm not going to say never do drugs again. I'm just going to say one day at a time. Maybe the day after tomorrow I'll do some drugs, you know, because I am an addict after all. And even if I have gone a considerable amount of time without doing drugs, maybe I've gone my, you know, 20 years without picking up a heroin needle again. Well, that's not my doing. I'm not supposed to be proud of that. That's God.
Yeah.
Jesus did that for me. Thanks, Jesus.
Yeah, it's very empowering to realize that you have control of your life and your body and your choices, and then to take that control. I know somebody who, when they were a teenager, was considered addicted to alcohol. And he got older and, you know, he stopped drinking alcohol completely. But at some point when he was older, he decided that he was in control of his life enough to have a drink now and then. He wanted to have a beer now and then, and he does that. And he lives a very successful and happy life, and he's absolutely doesn't have a problem with alcohol at all. And every once in a while he has a beer. And that probably sounds maybe like people don't believe it or shocking, but I think the he may have been considered having like a mental addiction to alcohol when he was younger and maybe not physically addicted. I'm not exactly sure about that part of it. But
what's the difference between those two things, mental and physical addiction?
So I'm probably going to get some angry phone calls from addicts or doctors or someone who, a loved one of an addict or something like that. But I personally believe that in order for it to be a true addiction, there has to be physical dependency, right? So like heroin is an example of this. Alcohol is an example of this. There are changes that take place in the brain when you use these drugs excessively, and your body needs them to function properly. That, to me, is an addiction. I think that psychological addiction is certainly something that is a problem for a lot of people. It's certainly something that we need to talk about, but I don't think it's the same category.
Right. Well, with any kind of addiction, there's some psychology going on there, right? So, like, with cigarettes, people are addicted to cigarettes, but, like, the physical symptoms of cigarette withdrawal or nicotine withdrawal subside after, like, not very long. I think it's, like, 3 days.
Sure.
Something like that. But it's such a mental thing, too. So while someone can be physically addicted to cigarettes, the people I've talked to who have quit or tried to quit tell me that it's very mental for them, even though there's, like, physical withdrawal.
Yeah, it seems to me that most people that I know that have wanted to quit cigarettes, once they really wanted to, it was easy. You know, maybe there's a little struggle.
My grandmother smoked for 30 years, and one day she was like, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And she just stopped.
But I think that you bring up a really great point, Marcus, and that is when we're talking about addiction and we're talking about NA and AA and these sort of programs, those people would have said, you know, if your friend had said to them, hey, it's been 20 years, I'm in a really good place in my life, and I believe that I can drink responsibly, they would all say, absolutely not, that's the addict in you talking, and, you know, if you do this, that's it, it's over for you. And my dad actually had a similar experience. I didn't know him at this point in his life, obviously. I wasn't born yet, but apparently he was quite the alcoholic before I was born. And my dad hardly ever drank, but sometimes he did. And when he did, he would have like a 6-pack of beer in the fridge that he wouldn't finish on a Friday night once in a blue moon.
Right. So he was completely fine. That sounds like any normal person.
Right. So addiction, or we can get back to this story about possibly legalized, regulated drugs in New Zealand. Call us and tell us what you think. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Bring up what you like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. It is Julia here with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
And Marcus.
I'm going to tell you about something. There are plenty of ways people can get at the data you send online from your computer or tablet or smartphone, be it the government, corporations, hackers or crackers, nefarious individuals, or even if they're just pranksters. You want to keep them out. Try ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection, creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Any online application can work on ProXPN. Includes your web browser, your email, file sharing, instant messaging, torrenting. ProXPN keeps everything you do online hidden from prying eyes, disguises your physical location, and gives you unfettered access to any website or web service no matter where you live or travel to. Because, hey, if you're in a country like China where they block various websites, fire up ProXPN and you'll get on the site no problem. Frustration over. And you've got complete online privacy with 512-bit encryption tunnel using OpenVPN or PPTP. Your choice. You can use it Mac, Windows, Linux. There's even an app on iOS and Android. You get world-class support. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. For more information, sign up. Now you can use it for free, but you won't get unlimited bandwidth that way unless you get a premium account. Normally, the premium account is $9.95 a month or $74.95 a year, but we have a special offer for FTL listeners. Use code FTL20 to receive 20% off your lifetime for the lifetime of your account. That breaks down to just $5 a month for a yearly plan. And so if you're not satisfied, you can cancel within 7 days, get a full refund, go to ProXPN.com Bigburkeywaterfilters.com/FTL. Sign up. Try it free, as 2 million users do every day, and use the code FTL20 to get the premium account for unlimited bandwidth, plus one account can be used for all your devices. Start using ProXPN today.
Wow.
That was a long
message. Thank you.
That was a long
Thank you
message.
For volunteering to read that, Marcus. You are a kind soul. So, we've been talking about addiction, and we actually have a phone call who wants to talk about
Yay.
Addiction.
To the fun.
Exactly. Dusty in Charleston, West Virginia, listening on WVTS 94.5. Hi, Dusty.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, just doing fine. Enjoying my day off once in a while.
Nice. What would you like to talk about?
But I agree with you on the addiction, how it really isn't a disease. To me, it really it's all on just on you because, you know, a while back, before my daughter was born, I lost two good friends all within like 6 months of each other. You know, one died in a car accident from drinking and driving. The other one died from a drug overdose. And I took them both very difficult. And I pretty much just, and I just went, I'm pretty much going on a downward spiral and everything. My father's an alcoholic and everything.
That sounds really terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, I took it very hard. And I mean, I was going down this path of self-destruction for like almost a good year and a half to 2 years. I mean, I was just drinking myself stupid. I mean, I wouldn't sleep. I would just pass out. Just wake back up and just go to work. And then I would, you know, after I get done, I would just, you know, just get wasted or some which way, shape, or form. And, you know, I mean, and it got to the point, you know, I was breaking my mom's heart. You know, she saw me, and I was driving her to tears about it. You know, and it's just really what it is. I mean, you really have to know when it's time to stop. And really, I think what really fully made me stop was when my daughter was born and everything. You know,
that happens a lot, I notice. People have kids that they decide to cut out a lot of the bad habits for the sake of the kid, which I think is one of the positive things about having kids.
I had a friend who was a heroin addict, and she quit doing heroin, and it's been 8 years, and she's still clean because of her kid.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's exactly. I mean, since my daughter was born, it's just, I mean, she saved my life. And, I mean, since I've had her, you know, everything, she's filled a void in my life that I really knew I never really had. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you saved your life. Yeah. Your daughter just was the catalyst for your own self-salvation, I think. You should take responsibility for that.
Yeah, she was the inspiration. I agree with that for you.
I work my rear end off and everything. I mean, I work two jobs and everything just so she can have a good Christmas and everything. You know, her birthday is 10 days before Christmas. So I get hit with a double whammy and everything. I mean, I didn't know about this. I mean,
I'm a double whammy baby.
I didn't know about this till like a couple years ago that my father, I mean, he lost his job from alcoholism and everything. He spent a lot of his time just, you know, passed out drunk. I heard stories he fell out of the house and soiled himself and everything just because of alcoholism and everything. And my mother worked. She cleaned houses, did everything just so we can have food on the table and everything. She went to our neighbors and asked them to buy some for myself and my sister just so we have something to open for Christmas.
So would you say, you know, what was the process of you quitting like, you know, when you were drinking constantly, basically, and then, you know, you had your daughter, how long did it take you to switch from drinking all the time to, you know, to cleaning, you know, to not doing that?
It was like a really quick phase because my daughter was born premature and, you know, she was born like almost 2 months early, and she was in an intensive care unit for 2 months of her life, and so she was on an uphill battle, and I kind of just snapped out of it right then and there. I just focused all my energies and attention towards her and just, you know, and everything, and I was kind of I was kind of sobering up then too, because, you know, like I said, I can really see the pain on mother's eyes and everything, just with how I was hurting her and everything, because she saw, you know, how my dad was, and she was just seeing me. I was just going down that same self-destructive road.
I really think that like having a big life change that makes you really reassess who you are, who you want to be, what you want to do with your life. Something like, you know, having a baby where you see like new life being brought in and it's you, it's, you know, half you. Or maybe someone close to you dying and you realize your own mortality, whatever it is, makes people reevaluate their lives and think, I can't keep doing this. Seems to be pretty effective.
That's what it is. I mean, just, you know, just something like that. Just, I mean, it just made me assess myself better and everything. And now, I mean, like I said, it's changed me for the better. I mean,
what do you think about the people who go to AA and they hold on to their little AA coins and they're saying, I'm taking it slow every day, you know, it's a struggle, it's a battle, and, you know, I every day I really want to do that drug, but I know that I have to go to a meeting later, so I can't go high. I mean, I feel like a lot of these people going to AA are still using.
To a point, yes. But like I tell people, you know, you may want it in your mind, but you don't want it in your heart. You know what I'm saying? You know, this...
Right.
Like some people say, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, and they don't do it, you know. Well, I tell them, like, you want it in your heart, in your head, but you really don't want it in your heart.
You know, that reminds me of this this book by Henry Hazlitt called The Way to Willpower. And basically his argument is that willpower in the way that people see it conventionally, like, so you want something, you just think bad. Bad me. I can't have that. That's bad. I need to have more willpower. I need to be strong through this temptation. That's not really a good way to go about trying to change a habit. That the real way to do it is to decide you really want sobriety. Like, that's what you want the most. You want sobriety more than you want whatever your drug of choice is. And that until you want that more than the other, you're not going to have it.
I think that's true with just about anything in life, you know. Lots of people have different struggles about lots of different things, and if you choose to be different, you can be different.
Exactly. If you really, I mean, this is anybody, if you really, really want something, you will walk to the fire to get it. I mean, you really have to want it. I mean, if you really want to pass this class, you'll work your hand in off to get to it. If you want this, you'll get it. I mean, it's just...
Amen,
you know,
brother.
If you said, like, it's the same cliche. It's worn out, you know. But
I apologize. I have to drop your call, Dusty. We are out of time. 855, 453. It's Free Talk Live. I wish you the best of luck with your sobriety.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. 855-453, call us and tell us what you would like to talk about. SACL CAI, toll-free line 855-453, and it is Julia here with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
And so, I think we're probably, I mean, we could go on with this addiction topic probably forever. I did want to say that, you know, I don't think that AA is completely and totally worthless. I do think that there are some people that get value out of it, and I think that there's a support community there, and for some people it works. And so I don't, you know, I never want to come off like I think that if you go to AA, you're stupid. You know what I mean? Like, that's not how I feel about it. I just think it's unfortunate that that's the basically the government approved and considered the only option out there. And I think that people are far too diverse for there only to be one option when it comes to addiction recovery.
Well, their success rate is the same as for people that don't go to AA.
Yeah, I've actually heard that their success rate is not so great.
It doesn't make you any more likely to get off drugs by going to AA. It's just something that you have to do because you got caught with drugs.
Yeah, there actually are a few. So I've looked into this. I personally am not an alcoholic, but I, as I've said earlier, I kind of like looking into this stuff. And there are a couple of programs out there that are completely different than AA. They take like a different approach. They focus more on the sort of empowerment issue and getting control of your life. And
because that's usually the problem. People feel helpless, so they use drugs. So maybe feeling less helpless would help them get off drugs.
Right. And I've actually never, you know, I've never looked at these programs personally because you pay for them, and I'm not an alcoholic, so I don't need to pay for them. I would certainly be interested in looking at them. But the two that I know of that I think are worth mentioning are Smart Recovery is one of them, and Rational Recovery is another, and these are two alternatives to AA. So if anybody out there is interested in knowing that, those are two things worth looking up. It's pretty neat stuff. But I thought that we might end on a funny note. Allie, you said that you had a silly story.
I do. So everyone on my Facebook page is always saying, the sheep need to wake up, right?
Oh, the sheeple.
And they're referring to people who aren't really aware of all the, really, it's people are mad because other people aren't upset about the same things that they're upset about. Darn it.
Yeah, how come everyone's not upset about what I'm upset
Yeah,
about?
Why aren't we all interested in the same things? Well, in Italy, the sheep have risen up. and this is a little bit more literal than you're probably thinking. Sheep revolt when police uproot marijuana plants where flock grazed.
Oh.
Italian sheep rebelled when police swooped on a patch of land where the flock grazed on more than just green grass. The land was also used to cultivate marijuana plants. The sheep's owner had set up an illegal marijuana plantation on his land in Copito La Aquila. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly. The sheep lived and grazed where he grew this his marijuana plants and became accustomed to munching on them. The Italian media reports that when police from La Aquila drug squad descended on the sheep owner's land and started to remove the marijuana plants, the sheep became agitated. They followed the police officers carrying the large plants away and attempted to eat them down to the last leaf. Yeah, they tried to eat the plants. The plants. Not the cop.
So the sheep, do sheep typically like marijuana?
I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it.
That's funny. And then, so they were going after the cops because the cops are taking their marijuana.
Saying, give me those plants back. Later, the police released photographs and a video of the operation. The police expressed their surprise that the sheep had become nervous and agitated by the removal of the marijuana plants.
They needed some marijuana to calm them down.
They were totally bummed.
Exactly. Don't take away their munchies. So, yeah, there's a short video here, and it just has some guy holding a huge marijuana plant and the sheep coming up from behind him, trying to munch on the plants after him. Must be, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, it might be animal cruelty to some degree.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, the sheep need their marijuana. They like it.
Well, they eat grass, don't they?
I don't know. I don't know what sheep eat.
I don't either.
I think they're grazing animals. Yeah, sometimes like if you have an old cemetery, instead of mowing it, you sometimes will have people bring in their sheep.
Oh, I've heard that about goats too.
Sheep or goats, and then they'll just eat all the grass, and then you don't have to mow it.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, because they need to eat, so the person who has them can bring them, then they eat it, and you know I think it's something you would pay for, but it's different than mowing. Then
you don't
have all those mower, you know, that two-stroke engine gas fumes going out into the atmosphere.
I don't know. Are sheep like cows and pigs where it's like they only exist because of domestication?
I have no idea.
No sheep experts here? What the hell?
No.
No, okay. I'm not a sheep expert.
No. That's actually the name someone called earlier and was asking about the name of the new or any alternative Silk Road marketplaces, and that's the name of one of them, Sheep. And a lot of people think that one is run by the feds. They call it a honeypot.
Honeypot? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means they're trying to catch you.
Okay.
Oh, so it's the government's honeypot?
Yes. I understand.
They put out the honey, and they're waiting for all the bees to come to it, and they're going to catch you in there.
You know, I have to say, in all of this, I am amazed at the amount of people that are posting on the internet that they used the Silk Road and their package didn't come or something like that. Hello?
Seems pretty dumb to me.
Right. Well, what they're doing, too, is they're saying, hey, I ordered something 3 years ago. What do you think the odds are that I'm going to get caught? And they're legitimately concerned. Well, if you're legitimately concerned, you just increased your odds by admitting on the clear internet that you bought drugs, illegal drugs, from the Silk Road.
Well, it's like we were talking about with privacy settings earlier, where these companies that everyone uses, social networks, they change their privacy policies, and then a lot of people's information is just out there. And while I think that people, I would put value in a company that, or social network, that value people's privacy and let them know what they're actually sharing, I think that a lot of people just don't care. They just don't like the idea of someone using their information without permission. But when it comes to what they're willing to put out, it seems like a lot of people aren't really concerned about things like talking about doing illegal things out in the open, be used against them.
I think that has already been decided. Like, the masses have spoken that they don't care about privacy.
Is that why Google and Facebook do it? Because people don't, they're responding to market demand?
They push it and nobody cares. I mean, like I said earlier when we were talking about Facebook and Google, I stayed off of Facebook because I saw there was a lot of concerns over their privacy. And I said, look, I don't want to be involved in that. But it got to a point where I was the only one that was concerned. everybody else that was around me was using it, and basically I had to. I made a decision. I said, "Am I more concerned about my privacy online, or am I more concerned with living a happy life and being in connection with other people? And am I willing to give up a certain level of privacy to have that connection with others?" And I decided I was willing.
Can't
to
beat them.
Yeah, if you can't beat them,
right.
Join them.
Perhaps that's just the cost of Facebook. You know, it's free. You don't have to pay to use it, but there is a cost in that you are going to end up sharing some information that if you weren't on Facebook or Google Plus, you probably wouldn't feel like you need to share.
Well, it's free for you because you are the commodity that is being sold to
exactly.
the businesses, you know, for your like and for your follow and for your click to an ad to buy something.
Now, I had Facebook. I actually signed up for a Facebook probably in like 2004 or somewhere around the beginning where it was just available for college students. So I've had a Facebook since then, and I always just had one. I actually didn't log in for years. Like, I signed up and then never really did anything with it.
It did used to be very exclusive. You had to have an invite to join.
Yes, and your college had to be one of the listed colleges. I think it started with one college,
yes,
didn't it?
Yes, it did. It started at one college.
And then it spread to a bunch of colleges, and then eventually it went public. So that's I had a Facebook back then, and I don't think that these privacy issues were really a problem back then.
No, I think it came out once they really started taking off. I mean, I remember reading about it on, you know, various tech sites and just, you know, board sites where people were talking about that kind of thing.
I wish Facebook operated a little better for being the biggest website in the world, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised sometimes. Like, I feel like it's a lot to balance, like, these different concerns, like we're talking about with privacy, but you want to have, like, a huge network of people. You want to have all the people, if possible. But then, at the same time, when they're using, like, trickery and things to get what they want, like, changing their policies and resetting everything without anyone knowing, and they're kind of, like, I don't know if it counts as fraud, but they're definitely trying to trick people, it seems, when they do things like this. I don't like that. You would think that people would expect more from a service that they use voluntarily, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, it has been fun. Marcus and Allie, thank you so much for coming on and helping me out tonight.
Yay.
I really appreciate it. It's been Julia here with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
And we will see you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.